ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत्। नास्तप्रियेषु वा भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भावती नैष्ठिकी। By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart becomes practically destroyed. And loving devotional service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Om again. Okay, that we do later. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter 28, text 25. Okay. Vikrishyamana prasabham yavanina baliyasa na vindattamasavishta sakhayam suridam paraha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When King Puranjana was being dragged with great force by the powerful Yavan, out of his gross ignorance he still could not remember his friend and well-wisher, the Super Soul. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantim brichati. A person can be in full Krishna consciousness and become happy and satisfied if he knows but three things, namely, that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the enjoyer of all benefits, that he is the proprietor of everything, and that he is the supreme friend of all living entities. If one does not know this, and functions instead under the bodily conception, he is always harassed by the tribulations offered by material nature. In actuality, the Supreme Lord is sitting by the side of everyone. Ishvara sarva bhutanam rideshe arjuna tishtati. The living entity and the super soul are sitting side by side in the same tree. But despite being harassed by the laws of material nature, the foolish living entity does not turn toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead for protection. However, he thinks that he is able to protect himself from the stringent laws of material nature. This, however, is not possible. The living entity must turn toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. Only then will he be saved from the onslaught of the powerful Yavana or Yamaraj. The word Sakhayam, friend, is very significant in this verse because God is eternally present beside the living entity. The Supreme Lord is also described as Suridam, ever well-wisher. The Supreme Lord is always a well-wisher, just like a father or mother. Despite all the offenses of a son, the father and mother are always the son's well-wisher. Similarly, despite all our offenses and deviance of the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord will give us immediate relief from all the hardships offered by material nature if we simply surrender unto him, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, माम एव ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतां तरन्तिते. Unfortunately, due to our bad association and great attachment for sense gratification, we do not remember our best friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Saha Gana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagarpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavan Ishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. The verse once more. Purim viyayo pagata uparudo bhujangamaha yadatam evanu puri vishirna prakritim gata. The serpent who had already been arrested by the soldiers of Yavan Raj and was out of the city began to... okay, this one. Okay. Vikrishyamana prasabham yavanena baliyasa navindatama savista sakayam suridampura. When King Puranjana was being dragged with great force by the powerful Yavan out of his gross ignorance, he still could not remember his friend and well-wisher, the super soul. Yes, when we're in the material world, we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is due to ahankar, the false ego. We forget our real identity, and we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our relationship with Him. And then we go through all the many lives for many, many times. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He never forgets us. He is Suridam, a well-wisher, and Sakha, a friend, a great friend, the best friend. So, and Srila Prabhupada here, he says at the end of the purport, he says that due to bad association and great attachment for sense gratification, we do not remember our best friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the goal of life is, in this material world, is atato brahma jigyasa, self-realization. That is the goal. And so the solution is also, instead of bad association, to have good association. Association from enlightened souls. Associations from Vaishnavas. And association with Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. And the attachment, great attachment, will disappear. The attachment to the idea that I am the enjoyer and whatever I can grab is meant for my enjoyment, that will change into the attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the ultimate goal of life. Ante Narayana Smriti. The goal of life is that at the end, when we have to leave our body, just like King Puranjana, that we will be able to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that can be done only if we practice every day memorizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Man mana bhava mat bhakto mat yaji mam namaskuru mami vaishasi yugdvaivam atmanam mat parayana. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Worship me. Offer obeisances unto me. And if you're in this way always absorbed in me, then surely you will come to me. So that is also the meaning of the name of our movement, ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Society means a society of devotees. And they associate with each other so that they can make each other Krishna conscious. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, Machita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayan chashtyam amnityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, and their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another and conversing about me. That is our business, Krishna katha, all the time. That is the medicine for the disease of forgetfulness of Krishna, to remember him again. And so it is all a matter of consciousness. Srila Prabhupada once said that first we have to become conscious, and then we can become Krishna conscious, consciousness. So we shouldn't be whimsical in whatever we do. We have to, bhakti means devotional service, devotion. That means we have to be conscious of the details, all the details, in whatever we do in this movement of devotional service. And we have to become aware of many things: consciousness, enlightenment, expanded consciousness, and not just do things automatically, like a parrot repeating things, but try to comprehend what we sing, what we chant, what we hear, what we do. Try to be more conscious. That is called enlightenment. Bhakti means devotion to Krishna. We start with Shravanam. When we hear very attentive, because we know that now Krishna is entering my heart. Now Krishna is revealing himself to me again. In the life of a civilized human being, there are the samskars, the purificatory rituals. Many samskars are there. It starts even before the birth, before conception. And when we have left our body, then there is the last samskar. Samskar means also impression. We need to put strong impressions on our mind, our intelligence, impressions, purifying impressions. Krishna is called also Pavitram, the purity personified. And because after many, many lifetimes, so many bad impressions are there in our mind, in our intelligence. Memories from the past come up sometimes. And desires, unwanted desires, anarthas, so many are there. And they're very deep-rooted somewhere in the heart. We have a heart knot of material attachment. And impure by bad association, impure impressions, and that all has to be purified. And so that purification takes place when we associate with Krishna in so many ways, like with japa, chant rounds. We heard it this morning in the Namamrita. It was the verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kaler dosha nidera jam astieko mahat gunan kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrajat. This age of Kali is like an ocean of falls. But there is one very wonderful advantage in this age of Kali, and that is that just by chanting Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra, one can immediately go back to Godhead in one lifetime. And that was like a free translation of the verse. The chanting and reading and hearing. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Udam Utamam Pratyaksavagamam Dharmyam Suksukham Kartum Avyayam. This knowledge is the king of education, the purest knowledge. And because it gives direct and the most secret of all secrets, it's like an open secret. And because it gives direct perception of the self to realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and joyfully performed. Susukham, joyfully performed. Rupa Goswami gives an example that sometimes it's bitter in the beginning. That's not so much taste yet, no ruchi, no paramdrishva, no higher taste. It's like someone who has the disease of jaundice. When he tastes something sweet, it tastes very bitter. But that bitter taste of sugar is his cure. That's the medicine. By just eating it, the liver will be cured. And then the symptom of being cured is that it will taste sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And that means you're healthy again. So similarly, Krishna consciousness is that. After some time it will taste sweeter and sweeter, and we become addicted. There is one level in all the different levels of spiritual advancement. It's called asakti. Asakti means that we become completely addicted, completely attached to Krishna. And that is our ambition, that what we want to achieve. That we cannot... Now we are addicted, still, we still have problems. The non-devotees especially, addicted to so much sense gratification and so many ways. But to become addicted to Krishna, that's the real thing. And about chanting Hare Krishna in the Padma Purana, there is a statement, Binat van nama namino, that the name and the Lord, they are the same. There's no difference. If we pronounce Krishna, then he is there. And consciousness means to try to realize that. We try to realize that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also in the Shikshastaka prayers, Oh my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benedictions upon the living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names, like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies, and there is not even hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. Oh, my Lord, out of your kindness, you enable us to approach you easily by chanting your holy names. Very easy. Just chant the holy names, and the Lord is there. But unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them. And then one should chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind. I have no attraction. I become very humble. Then we can chant the holy name constantly if we chant in a very humble mood. This is also consciousness, a good consciousness, the right consciousness. The right consciousness has to be there. The right mentality, the right mood, the right attitude. And Krishna can be realized in so many ways. You have Krishna Naam, Krishna Rupa, Krishna's form, like deity, the deity we see the pictures, and the Krishna Rupa Guna, his qualities, unlimited wonderful qualities, his lila, his pastimes, dham, his holy places, the glories of his holy places. And I was thinking, I found this booklet in the hallway, and I think it belongs to Ramachandra Kaviraj. It was given by Lakshmi Muni to him, and I stole it just for a little while, because the 64 qualities of Sri Krishna, 64 super excellent qualities of Sri Krishna, that's good, written by Mahanidhi Swami. And I would like to just read a little bit from this. Let's become very Krishna conscious before the class ends. And okay. Shishi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. This is the first quality called Suram Yanga, beautiful bodily features. The charming beauty of Krishna's gorgeous form is incomparable. But to provide a reference point for our limited minds, Sri Rupa Goswami gives some material comparisons. The full moon in the autumn season somewhat resembles the soft radiance and pleasing aura of Shama Sundar's beautiful lotus face. As Chakora birds thrive by drinking the moon rays with her eyes, pure devotees continually drink the nectar flowing from the full moon of Shama's face with the cups of their fully blossomed eyes. This ever-sweet nectar bathes their hearts in streams of delight that enlivens and energizes every atom of their beings. The minds of the gopis spin in a thousand circles when they see Krishna standing under the Kadamba tree beside the Yamuna in his attractive threefold bending form. Krishna's body displays the quintessence of design perfection. Absolutely stunning beauty in every limb. Krishna's strong arms are two columns in the palace of love that crushed to dust the pride of Cupid. Krishna's red palms, which resemble blossoming red lotus flowers, refresh the tired faces of the gopis with their sweet fragrance and cooling touch. Krishna's handsome broad chest is the door to the gopis' treasury room of prema. The middle of Krishna's body is a terrace in the palace of Radharani, wherein she sports and sometimes rests. His hips are dense, where a lion named Hari waits to pounce on the curious eyes of the Braja gopis. Krishna's shapely thighs, which rival the powerful trunks of elephants, serve as pillars to tie up the lusty minds of the Braja gopis. Sri Krishna's complexion is the color of a blue lotus flower or a blue sapphire, and it is as enchanting as a tamal tree or a group of black clouds. Krishna is an ocean of nectarian handsomeness. Sri Govinda wears yellow garments and a garland of forest flowers. Gokulananda is decorated with various jewels, and he is a great reservoir of the nectar of many transcendental pastimes. Radhika Raman has long curling hair, and he is anointed with many fragrant scents. Shama Sundar's handsome crown is decorated with many different flowers. Sri Gopinath's handsome forehead is decorated with tilak markings and curling locks of hair. The playful movements of Damodar's raised dark eyebrows enchant the hearts of the gopis. Murali Manohar's rolling eyes are as splendid as red and blue lotus flowers. Vrindavan Chandra's ears and cheeks are decorated with earrings made of various jewels. Madhava's handsome face is as splendid as millions of moons. Sri Krishna speaks many charming jokes, and his chin is exquisitely handsome. Govardhandari wears a locket on his chest containing a picture of Sri Radha. Decorated with a necklace of pearls, the beauty of Brajendrananda's neck enchants the residents of the three planetary systems. Adorned with a necklace of pearls and the Kostubha gem, which shines like lightning, Mukunda's handsome chest longs to enjoy the company of the beautiful gopis. Krishna received his Kostubha jewel from the Kaliya serpent's wives, who gave this jewel to Krishna Chandra with her own hands. Ornamented with bracelets and armlets, Madhupati's arms hang down to his knees. Gokula Chandra's reddish lotus hands are decorated with various auspicious signs. Radhanath's charming abdomen is the pleasure abode of perfection. Radharaman's nectarian back seems to beg for the playful touch of the beautiful gopis. The nectarian lotus flower that is Rasa Bihari's hips bewilders Cupid. Rasaraj, Sri Krishna's knees, are very splendid, charming, and handsome. Murari's thighs are like two beautiful plantain trees that charm the hearts of all women. Madan Mohan's charming lotus feet are decorated with jeweled ankle bells. Shyam's naturally reddish feet reflect the radiance of roses, and they are decorated with various auspicious markings. Govardhanath's handsome lotus feet are like two oceans filled with the happiness of pure love. Brajakishore's reddish toes are decorated with a row of full moons that are his toenails. This is from Radha Krishna Ganodesh Deepika. Of course, I go on just a little bit longer. I have to bring this class to a nice end, of course. There is many other aspects of Krishna that we can become conscious of. Krishna's energy, this world that we are in, is a wonderful creation also, although it is his inferior energy, apara prakriti, still it is Krishna who is there. Achintya beda abeda tatva, in everything Krishna is. Bhumera punalo vayu kamadubhuri reva chahankara ityame bina prakriti rashtada. These eight separated elements are my inferior energies: earth, water, fire, air, ether. So all these elements, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the light we see, all the colors, this is all Krishna's energy. Whatever is there, there's nothing apart from Krishna. To see anything but anything apart from Krishna, that is called Maya. That which is not. Everything is Krishna. So therefore we have to respect everything as Krishna's property, Krishna's paraphernalia. If we carry a table to another room, we shouldn't hit the side of the door that the paint goes off. We shouldn't walk with muddy shoes in the hallway and smear it against the wall, the mud, sometimes it happens. And we shouldn't smash the door. Srila Prabhupada didn't like this thing if someone slammed the door or made too much noise somewhere in a back room. And so all these things, not making too much noise in the temple, not making mess in the temple, this is consciousness. We come to the mode of goodness. That means everything should be paka. The books behind me, every day, I adjust them. I try to give a nice example, very humbly. I hope other devotees follow in the footsteps. That's the association for Krishna consciousness. We associate with each other and we see, aha, paka, suchi, we should do these things. This is very important. And when people come, they become attracted. They see their consciousness is so enlightened, so expanded. They take care of the details. You know, they're the... So, we can also... I remember many, many, many years ago before I became a devotee, I had a friend who used to take LSD, and he went to a mental institution to get cured and from his problems. And when he came out, immediately he offered me a trip and a little pill, and he said, "You should try." I said, "No. I'm scared of that stuff. It's too powerful." And then he said, "Actually," he said, "you don't have to take it. You are already in a big trip, because I'm painting, and somehow or other, by Krishna's mercy, I'm excited sometimes by things I see, by the flowers, by the sunlight and the clouds and the reflection and the water, and how when I had at school biology, I was fascinated like anything by this thing. That's Krishna's mercy that I can do that, you know. But, you know, when I came to the movement, that increased like many, many times to wonder, you know. So people that need some drug to make everything exciting, or an exciting movie, they want to be thrilled, sometimes with violence and horror. Otherwise, they cannot taste life, they cannot enjoy life. It has to be an adventure. Some people have to travel everywhere. But actually, if we become Krishna conscious, then it becomes a thrill at every moment. That's what we want. We want to see Krishna in everything and be amazed by that. And then there is another aspect of consciousness. The last thing I will mention, I have to do it. It's very important. Lord Chaitanya, he gave an instruction to all the devotees everywhere. Yore dheke tare kaha Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hain taro edesh. That wherever you come and whomever you meet, tell him about Krishna's instructions from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way you become a guru. So we all can do that. It's not that you have to be an official Diksha guru in ISKCON. No, a preacher. Become a preacher. Whoever you meet, tell him. It's so wonderful, Krishna consciousness. You also should become Krishna conscious and stop suffering. Para dukha dukhi. The devotee feels compassion. That is the wonderful quality of the Vaishnavas, the devotees. We enjoy, we are thrilled by Krishna and all his wonderful aspects, but others, they are suffering. And they will have to go to hell, many of them. So we, we are compassionate, and we have to share it. So, and we do that also by setting the example of being Krishna conscious, and also take care of the details. Thank you very much for listening so attentively. You inspire me, really. That's good. When the listener is good, then the speaker becomes inspired. Okay. So the super soul in the heart is there all the time. He is in every atom around us and in us and everywhere. And he is also in the heart. He's about this big, as this is the size, a thumb like that. And he is smiling and we don't see him. We are fools. So one day we will see him. Okay. Thank you very much. any questions or comments? If I am allowed... If we are allowed. Okay. Anyone? Susukam kartum avyayam. It's joyfully performed. Yeah. No questions, no comments. Then, I was wondering why, because you always ask a question. Okay. Sorry, I didn't get it. Maybe again, a little articulating loud. I'm a little bit deaf. I have some devices, but still I don't hear properly.
Granted, I wasn't conscious of Paramatma.
Yes.
Paramatma was always with you. So Krishna is always with us.
Right. Yeah, but what is the question? Yeah, it is also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a section where the embryo, he is aware of the super soul actually, and he has a conversation with him, and he promises the super soul, "I will never forget you when I come out of this womb, this horrible place." With due respects to all the mothers. But it is not very comfortable, it seems to be. So non-devotees just say, well, it's quite comfortable there. But the Bhagavatam tells different. The worms are biting you, and it's very, claustrophobious. Claustrophobious. It's not... And then the soul promises, yeah, I will not forget you. But then when he comes out, as soon as he comes out, he forgets everything. Mataji? It's true, yeah, constant association of Vishnu. But then the question is? We don't take advantage. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes, all the time, mercy is offered from all directions, but we are not aware of the mercy. We don't take advantage of it. And that is one of the secrets of success, to take advantage. Because the mercy is there. Sometimes it is said, you need this, you need that. So many assets you need in order to become, to feel complete, or to be sure you're successful. I need many devotees around me. I need a deity. I need this, I need that, I need prasadam, I need money. But actually, someone who has a good understanding knows that that you don't need very much, actually. You only need to take advantage of whatever there is. And then you feel very rich, very rich. And be grateful with what we have. But it is said when a woman is barren and a man is fertile, then she cannot get pregnant. She cannot conceive a child. So when the saintly persons give us the knowledge of Krishna consciousness and good association, but we are not receptive, then we cannot bear, we cannot become Krishna conscious. So the mercy is there, but we have to be also receptive. Receptive, yes. And that is very, open ourselves up. And be. It is a good habit to thank Krishna also every day. Thank you very much, Krishna, that you gave me so much mercy. To be grateful. Okay, I stop here. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.